You're listening to KCBX Central Coast Public Radio here on NPR One. With KCBX News, I'm Greta Marr. What will the climate of California feel like in 60 years? For many urban areas, possibly just like much warmer and drier areas of Mexico. That's according to a new interactive map of global climate data released this week. And it features several Central Coast cities. KCBX's Tyler Pratt reports.
This month, NASA found 2018 to be the fourth hottest year on record. Global land and ocean surface temperatures were 1.4 degrees Fahrenheit above average for the century, and other reports indicate this number will rise over the years. But what will it feel like?
The basic question that I wanted to answer was, what does climate change mean in terms of weather and climate for people where they live?
That's Matthew Fitzpatrick, an ecologist at the University of Maryland. He says when he hears reports that temperatures will rise several degrees over time, it feels too abstract. So he created a map to show the climate relationships between cities over time.
We're measuring the distance between two places, but we're just doing that in a climate space instead of a geographic space.
Using global climate models, Fitzpatrick and a colleague looked at 540 North American urban areas to see what they would feel like in 60 years, towards the end of the century.
These places all across the board are predicted to undergo some pretty dramatic transformations of climate.
Take Paso Robles. Fitzpatrick found in 2080 it's going to feel like Fontana, California. That's east of L.A. in San Bernardino County. Fontana is almost 4 degrees warmer and 11% drier than Paso Robles in the winter. And Santa Maria, which data says has higher emissions, may feel more like it's located just south of Ensenada, Mexico in 60 years, where it's also 4 degrees warmer but also 40% drier. But that could change.
We find that reducing emissions does have a large impact. I mean, we still see a fair amount of climate change, but it's less severe.
According to the data, cities with high emissions like Salinas and Bakersfield are currently slated to feel like Baja, Mexico and Yuma, Arizona in 2080.
The average urban dweller is going to have to travel about 500 miles to the south to find a climate today like their city is going to be in 2080.
Fitzpatrick hopes that people will be surprised when they look up their hometown and it will lead to some changes.
We all contribute to the problem here, and so I think we can all contribute to solutions. And of course, trying to get policies in place that address these issues is really important. So how that translates to people do at the ballot box.
You can check out Fitzpatrick's map, methodology, and findings via the link in this story at kcbx.org. Tyler Pratt, KCBX News.